Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
See, just when I think that nothing new could possibly happen here in the old Tribune Tower, and believe me, our days are numbered here, we have, a guy hanging off the side of the building. They're doing some work on the beautiful facade of this architectural wonder here today, but still, a guy hanging off the side of the building, which is pretty cool. Are you all right, Chris? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
It must have been terrifying walking in the building with that going on.
I was a little traumatized, yeah. But, I made it here.
Chris Beyer is the theater critic, senior editor, Time Out Chicago magazine, here to talk about this. But you actually, here's where the life-threatening part came in. You had to enter the building through an alternate entrance. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Scary.
I was crossing Michigan Avenue, and the entire front of the tower here is all roped off. I had to find my way in, sneak in through the side.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary when something like that, when the police tape's out there, you never know what's happening. But look, it's weird. I mean, people walking by and everybody looking up at the guy there, and you wonder, what's going on. And we posted a picture of it. It's a guy working on the facade. I don't want to say it's not that big of a deal because he's hanging off the side of a building, but it's not anything dangerous going on.
No, but it is pretty impressive just seeing this guy all by himself just hanging by a rope about seven stories up.
Yeah, compared to what we do for a living. Go sit in a nice cushy theater seat someplace.
Right.
Not putting our life on the line at all. So what's going on with in the world of theater? I follow your Twitter accounts all the time. Very, very entertaining always. Mm-hmm. But you get a good sense of what you're seeing and what you like and what you don't like. And this little show that's going on up at the Marriott Lincolnshire right now called She Loves Me is getting pretty good reviews across the board. But that was the first thing you told me, the things that you really like right now.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. One of my favorite musicals, I would say, that I've seen this year so far. And we're almost halfway through the year, but for those who don't know it, She Loves Me is a musical from 1963. Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock. It's based on the same play that was the basis for the movie You've Got Mail, with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Yeah. Also for the Jimmy Stewart movie The Shop Around the Corner. So it's that same sort of basic premise of two co-workers at... Here the setting is a perfume shop in Budapest, and they hate each other in person, and they're both unaware that they're also each other's romantic pen pals because they both signed up for this the Lonely Hearts Service, and so they clash at work and then write beautiful love letters to each other at night. It's one of my favorite musicals, and it's not one that gets done often. The last time that it had a major production here in Chicago was about seven years ago up at Writers Theater in Glencoe, and that was with Jesse Mueller, who's now a Tony Award winning Broadway star.
Tiny bit of success,
little bit
in Beautiful, the Carole King musical on Broadway. Yeah,
but the new production at the Marriott stars Alex Goodrich and Elizabeth Telford, two actors who I've been admiring for a long time. Alex Goodrich in particular, I've been following his career for the better part of a decade now. And they're just both incredibly charming actors and make a great couple here. They have terrific chemistry. And it's one of the most beautiful scores, I think, that you're likely to hear. And it's the kind of intimate, small story that's really a great fit for the Marriott space because they are in the round. So the audience is all around the stage, sort of minimal scenery. But it's just the most charming thing that I've seen in months, I think.
Yeah, I think it's got to be particularly challenging to stage a musical in the round.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you're trying to make things visual for everybody who's watching it. It has to be a little bit difficult staging-wise, but also challenging, that people are literally just feet away from the actors. And so that's got to be somewhat of a challenge, I would think, for the actors as well.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the Marriott has been doing it for years and years and years now, and they've, you know, they've kind of mastered the art. Although, remarkably, I was surprised by this. This is the first time that the Marriott has produced this particular show, She Loves Me, in, you know, who knows how many seasons of doing this they've been at it. But it's a really, it's a great fit for that particular style of staging, to be just sort of right there with all of the cast. Can't recommend it enough.
Okay, great. She Loves Me. And another show that you're telling me that you love is one with the cryptic title, We're Gonna Die. That sounds like a great night out.
Oh, yeah. It sounds on paper just like something you want to, you know, take a first date to right now. This is also a musical, a very different kind of musical. It's being produced by a small, young, up-and-coming company called Haven Theater. It's at the Den Theater in Wicker Park. And it's a show by a playwright named Youngjin Lee. You may have heard her name. She had a play called Straight White Men that was at Steppenwolf just earlier this year and is going to be on Broadway next year. She's a New York-based playwright who's always been a little bit of an experimentalist, and this is an earlier work of hers from about 7 years ago, and it takes the form of kind of a like rock concert slash storytelling show. The main character, the singer, who's played here by an actress named Isa Arciniegas, it relates a number of personal stories as written by Youngjin Lee, and who originally performed it herself, just about sort of personal traumas, about being shunned by friends in childhood, going through a bad breakup right out of college. There's a really wrenching story about the death of the character's father. And all of this is interspersed with really great like rock and roll songs with a four-piece backup band, just about the sort of inevitability of tragedy and, you know, eventually death. And, you know, as uplifting as this all sounds, it actually is kind of remarkably hopeful in the end. It's kind of therapeutic to go through this journey, this arc of stories about the fact that these are things that we're all going to have to deal with. And, you know, maybe it's better not to be too afraid or to
pretend like it's not going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. Or to feel like we're ever alone in having to deal with that kind of stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And where this is at the Den, you said?
Yeah, it's the Den on Milwaukee Avenue in Wicker Park.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On the completely other end of the scale, we've got Aladdin playing downtown.
Yeah.
Maybe the second biggest show that's in Chicago right now. I'm still amused that every week I get reviews from people about Hamilton that will continue to play in Chicago for a very long time. I just had like two or three people yesterday tell me, just saw Hamilton. It was so great.
And so, have you heard of it?
really? A show called Hamilton? Cool that people are you know, still excited and that the show is still delivering, obviously, every single day. But the second biggest show in town right now is Aladdin. That's at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Mm-hmm. I haven't been over to see it yet. I haven't had a chance to, but you did, and you liked it, you said.
Yeah, I saw it last month, and it's a show that is just relentlessly and successfully like doing everything it can to entertain you. Like, you would have to have a heart of coal to resist this show, basically.
I hated Aladdin.
it's a good time. I mean, most people are familiar with the you know, the animated version from the 90s. It's a big show with big Disney money behind it. It feels very expensive watching it. It feels very lavish. It feels very, you know, very, very well produced. It's a pretty successful translation of the story from the movie, with you know, all the songs you love, a few new ones added in. Adam Jacobs, who originated the role of Aladdin on Broadway and actually has been with the show for years through development and pre-Broadway tryouts in Toronto and Seattle, has left the Broadway production now to lead the touring cast, which is here at the Cadillac Palace until September. And he's great, but as you might expect with this show, obviously it's the actor who plays the genie who really gets to steal every scene that he's in. And the actor who's playing that role here in the touring cast is just, yeah, outstanding, terrific, high energy, impossible not to love.
Good show for little kids to go to. Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, Aladdin is obviously a very family-oriented theme to begin with anyway, but sometimes shows can be a little long for little kids, can be a little complicated sometimes for little kids. You think this works, you know, to bring 3, 5, 7-year-olds?
I would say, like, school-age children and up, probably. It is a little longer. I mean, they've expanded it from the length of the film, of course, and some extra songs, some time for scene changes, that kind of thing, and an intermission. But, you know, the night that I saw this show, there were a lot of young kids in the audience who, you know, some of them in my line of sight. So I was kind of able to watch them watching the show. And, you know, they all seemed to be having a great time. Every once in a while, you'd hear one of them ask their parents, like, where's the monkey? Because there are a few character changes.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good show for, yeah, for like 5 and up.
Okay, it's at the Cadillac Palace, pretty much playing through summertime. 10:51, Chris Vyer is here from Time Out Chicago Magazine. More of the Week in Theaters coming up next. Chris Vyer is here, the theater critic and senior editor with Time Out Chicago Magazine. Talked about some of the things that you really loved. What are things that should be avoided, Chris?
Well, you know... think of some of the shows that I've seen recently that I've been less enthusiastic about. You know, I was just telling you before we started talking here, I was the outlier on a show that's currently at the Goodman called Objects in the Mirror. It's a play by Charles Smith. It's a refugee story. It's actually inspired by a real-life acquaintance of the playwrights who was from Liberia and... managed to escape the sort of war-torn environment there and has ended up living in Australia, in Adelaide, and has become a stage actor himself, this real-life guy, which is how Charles Smith, the playwright, made his acquaintance. I was less than enthused about the play. I think it's a really incredible production. It's a beautiful production to look at. The scenic design is great. And there's a terrific central performance by a young actor named Daniel Kyrie, who's playing the fictional version of this refugee. But I found the story to be a little unspecific, a little rote feeling, frankly. There are some elements I don't want to, you know, spoil too much in the second act after he arrives in Australia and is sort of struggling with sort of reestablishing his own identity. There is just some plot elements that I thought took me out of the story and really kind of turned me off of it. But I'm the sole dissenter, I think, among the critics in Chicago, most of whom... seem to have really loved that show.
I haven't seen this one, but I can totally, number one, I can totally relate to being the cult of one when you go to see a movie or play or something like that, and you either love it and you're the only one, or you hate it and you're the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people can probably relate to that. If you go, you know, you mentioned among your friends that you went to see a movie or a play and you really liked it, and everyone else said, oh, I thought it was garbage. I hated it. So, I mean, I think everyone can kind of relate to that feeling. But I can really relate to what you're talking about with if the story's not there. I mean, you can have all the greatest scenic design in the world and all the other elements. can be working beautifully. If there's no story there, I'm out. You have completely lost me. If the story is clumsily put together or is excessive and is not as clear as possible, is not told as succinctly as possible, if there's no story, I don't care what else is going on the stage.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. So I think I can kind of relate to your feeling about that.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say it feels a little churlish of myself to be saying, I wasn't really taken in by the story that's inspired by a true story. But this is definitely a fictionalized version of that real life story. It does not track 100% to what happened to the real guy.
Reviews are just one person's opinion anyway.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just, I think it's great when there are a lot of opinions on different things. What are you looking forward to most? You tweeted out your top things to look forward to in June. What are you most looking forward to in the coming month?
I actually scrambled to get that up in time for to come on the show this morning so we could talk.
Oh, thanks.
Some of the things I am looking most forward to in the coming month or so, actually another show at the Goodman. I'm hoping, you know, have strong hopes for their production of Ah Wilderness, which is a comedy by Eugene O'Neill, and that's not something you get to say very often.
Not usually in the same sentence.
No. It's actually his sole sort of comedy, and it doesn't get produced a lot, in part because it's a very large cast. It's a big family story set in the early part of the 20th century over a 4th of July weekend, and centers on a teenage boy who kind of gets a taste of adult life, good and bad, over the course of this weekend. But the Goodman is producing it. Steve Scott is directing, and they put together a really top-notch cast. It's a play I've never seen because it gets produced so little. So I'm really looking forward to getting the chance to take a look at that.
Stacy Keach starring in a production at the Goodman that'll open in June also, right?
Yeah, actually opening right at the end of May. I believe I'm seeing it the night after Memorial Day. But he's in a new play called Pamplona, playing Ernest Hemingway in the sort of waning years of the writer's life when he was living in Spain. And Bob Falls of the Goodman directing. This is a play that they just slotted in sort of last minute. It was just announced a couple of months ago as a replacement for a previously announced show that they are postponing. So it seems like the stars just all aligned for Bob Falls and Stacy Keach.
Yeah, that should be good.
Give me
one more pick for something to look forward to in June.
Sure. Well, there's a show actually being remounted in June after a really successful small run over the winter. It's called At the Table, and it's being produced by a up-and-coming young company called Broken Nose Theater. And it's a story that they originally produced this show. It's an ensemble drama about a group of college friends, sort of 10 years on, and they go on a retreat to a cabin in the woods, and sort of interpersonal relationships and clashes. And it doesn't sound all that distinctive when I describe it that way. But when I saw the show back in February at the Coach House at the Burger Park Mansion up in Edgewater, where they first produced it, I was really just blown away by the depth of feeling and truth and honesty in both the play and the way it sort of deals with modern societal issues, and by this really terrific ensemble of young actors, some of whom I had seen before, some of whom I was completely unfamiliar with, but who just were doing some of the best sort of ensemble acting I'd seen at that kind of storefront small level in ages.
Okay, and that's called again?
It's called At the Table, and it's coming back with the entire cast intact again to the Den Theater at the end of June.
Okay, great. You can read more at timeoutchicago.com. Follow Chris Vire on Twitter. thank you for coming in. As always, please be very, very careful when you're leaving the building. Apparently, we have people hanging off the side of Tribune Tower here today. We're going to update news when we come back next.